Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What would happen if China decided to cash in all of their current U.S. bonds, and how would this impact the U.S. dollar?
It's a great question. It's one of those questions that I don't think ever would happen, but if hypothetically it did, it would also have a negative impact on Japan as well. So it would levy our stock market. It would have an impact on our dollar, but it will have an impact as well on the trade agreements and how they offset losses from importing and exporting as well. So like, it's kind of like a mutually assured destruction. There's no really real incentive for China to do that at this moment. Even if they're upset at us, you can't just flood the market with bonds that no one at this point wants to buy. I can see if there was a buyer, and even with BRICS, with them trying to form an alliance, if they're going to sell off our debt, I don't see anyone in BRICS acquiring all of that debt to help China when they're forming their own alliance. So it's kind of like an argument like, what if all the gold on Earth disappeared, or if every dollar disappeared on Earth and we went all digital? Sometimes we have to prepare for the worst case scenario, but there is like a poison pill inside of this if China does end up letting all of our bonds on the open market, and they won't have enough buyers for them. Will it have an impact on the dollar? The dollar's been dying since we got off the gold reserve, the gold standard, excuse me. So that would not be the death of it per se. Inflation, I think, and quantitative easing has done more destruction to our dollar, more so than China letting the bonds on the market ever could.
Okay. So shares of Alibaba fell 3% after the outgoing CEO unexpectedly quit cloud business. What impact will this have on the stock market and overall economy?
Troy, I'd love to get your insight on this, but when I saw this, my first thought was, when someone leaves a mega power, and we can argue pound for pound, Alibaba may be better than Amazon, for him to just walk away, this is not a good sign. It tells me that something is coming down the line in the next couple of years, kind of like when in 2020 we saw a bunch of CEOs starting to leave, it tells me that things in China are not going to get better anytime soon. We may have like a 3-year period where things are really rough. Like if all of a sudden if like Rob Pelinka just left and certain people that are key play, like if Deion left Colorado tomorrow, I'm like, woo, what happened? It's the same kind of impact. And meanwhile, China is like the major linchpin in this investment environment. Like they are, for all my investors and traders, think of China as a market maker. And every company inside of China that are big players, if they start to walk away, they'll never tell the real reason because they can't. But that is a sign of distress.
Yeah, I think you're spot on with the distress. It's like it's a distress signal. First, he was the CEO and chairman. He stepped down. His initial plan was to be the head of the Ali Cloud. And he stepped down from that. So that just happened like out of nowhere, right? Because it was like, all right, I'm going to take a lesser position, but he's even now left a lesser position. So in March, and this is why I say it's a sign of distress, in March, Alibaba split into six businesses, which got me thinking about some U.S. companies that if they split into six businesses, I know you brought up the wearables and just what they would do. But the reason they split up was they wanted to have them have a clear path to raise outside funding and take those individual businesses public. Mm-hmm. When I hear raising funds, when I hear division and create, that tells me that we're trying to get more income because what we're doing now is not sufficient enough as a company. And so him leaving, number one, puts that in jeopardy, right? Because when you talk about companies and why people want to invest in them and they want to be a part of it, the first thing that we look at is leadership. Uh-huh. And if this company is preparing to go public, and I'm speaking of Ali Cloud, because that's one of the six divisions, they don't have a leader right now. How do you pitch this now to potential investors? So it doesn't help. And it also doesn't help the five other divisions of Alibaba. But it's an interesting concept. Of saying we're going to, yes, we're one ecosystem, like we spoke about earlier.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, what if we created divisions and each division went public? What could that do for the revenue of the company as a totality?
But when a government structure is a lot different than ours, and there's a lot that the focus in China is more so on real estate, it's really tough. Like every other business, I feel like Jack Ma tried to push, they blocked. So I think the same thing would happen here. I think it's a great idea to break them up into divisions. Like even if Google spun off YouTube, I think YouTube could be a powerhouse on the stock market. Like that would be a game changer. It would destroy typical media. It will put a lot of pressure on Netflix and HBO Max and Disney, but I think the powers that be don't want that at this time until there is a like official change in the guard. And the same as in China, like I feel like they've been thwarting the growth of a lot of these companies. And let's be clear, if Xi Jinping was not upset and Jack Ma didn't have to take the little vacation, I think Alibaba would have been, it's maybe four companies in China that I think would have been in that top seven that probably would have taken out some of the American stocks. But when you have a regime that wants absolute control at all costs, this is the downside of it. But also when you want the exuberance of America, it was just bad misjudgment. I mean, I know I talk a lot about Biden's leadership, but there's been a lot of mismanagement over the last 4 years in China, of trying to control things too fast while trying to grow too fast. And it just made some incredible mistakes. So until Alibaba price goes up, I don't see things in China being a lot better. Evergrande's already falling apart, like I talked about a couple years ago. Country Garden's in trouble. There's a couple other players that are in trouble. So do your homework, do your research. But until Alibaba, I look at them as a linchpin the same way I would as Apple in America's stock market in America's economy.
Yeah, there's similar characteristics to an Amazon. When you look at the divisions, you got a media group, you have a digital commerce group, a logistics group, the cloud group we just referenced, and a service group. So it has those foundations. But like you said, when you're dealing inside of a government,
it's tough.
It makes it real tough. And I just want to say that I love how you referenced that Jack Ma had to go on vacation.
Jack, if you're ever in Mexico, let's hang out. Have a little drinks on me.
The disappearing act, that was Jack Ma. That was interesting.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations.
That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.